This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
After 8.30, Charlie, who was booted off Big Brother on Friday, will be with us on Radio 1. Someone just come in and say she's on her best behaviour this morning.
Yeah,
she's been absolutely lovely to everybody around me. I reckon it's all an act. You know, that thing.
You reckon?
Yeah. I think she's like one of those, you know when you see those actresses from Coronation Street being interviewed? And then on the show, they're like, Matt Baldwin, right? And then, do you know what I mean?
Speak like the Queen when they're eating. Yeah.
Darling, I've been in this business 30 years, man and boy. I used to do The Importance of Being Earnest before the street. I think it's all a big act. I don't think she's like that at all. Anyway, we're about to find out. You've got to stay here for it, George, all right?
I will.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills. International Radio 1.
Morning, it's 8.43. Joe Wiley is on at 10 o'clock this morning. Now, please welcome to the Radio 1 studio, Charlie off of Big Brother.
Woo-hoo!
Hello.
Hey.
You right?
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, you look really nervous.
Oh, I am a little bit.
Okay, don't be. So, how are you? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. Good to be out.
Is it?
Oh, wicked.
Are you pleased that you've been evicted? Seriously?
I think I could have lasted one more week just to kind of get on Chanel's nerves. But, you know, I'm loving it being out, yeah.
You're so different to how you were on the show.
Well,
you're
at
just
the moment.
Like, yeah, hi, Scott.
I'm always nervous at first till I come out of my shell.
Okay. Now, what we could do here is, if we could do this whole interview without you saying, I'm not being funny, I'll be honest, right, or I don't think so, all right? Now, if you start doing that, there'll be this noise. Okay? Just to...
I don't think I'm going to be able to help doing that. I don't even know.
Okay, we'll have a go. All right. Now, I was reading something in the paper over the weekend, and it said that you think that you might go back into the house again. Do you honestly believe that?
Well, I don't know. I doubt it, because obviously a lot of people have been saying that it was like a fix and all that, so I don't know. But I kind of think they need me back in there, yeah.
Why?
They're missing me already.
Are they?
Of course they are.
What, the people in the house?
Yeah.
Or the viewers?
Well, more the viewers and a little bit of the people inside, but I think Siggy and everyone else is. They look bored.
You really think the viewers are missing you?
Oh, yeah. I definitely do. Come on. Good entertainment.
Okay. You haven't done another... Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm still listening. Now, do you think that you... Would you say you're an argumentative person? Like, when you're out, you know, because obviously we see things on TV and it's different. Would you say that you are, day-to-day, really argumentative?
No, defo not.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Why did you...
And it goes on like that.
Oh,
when you hear that, what do you think?
Well, they just kept picking on me and picking on me, so I had to fight back.
So it's all them, it's not you?
Well, a little bit of me, but I just went part of their group. But I didn't have that many arguments in the house, so I don't understand it all.
But that was with Nikki, and she was meant to be your friend, and then when you were awful to Brian, he was crying in the diary room. Didn't that make you feel terrible?
Yeah. Well, just for the fact that I was friends with Nikki in the end, at first I really didn't get on with her, and I don't think she liked me and that. She ate my food, and I was so angry, very angry. Mm. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm tiny. Why did everyone eat my food? And stuff like that. As back to Brian, he was my friend, but I felt like I brought him up when he was down, and then he just, you know, took the mick out of me, basically, and just tried to get him with Siggy and Chanel, make them happy and stuff. And I was like, why? Sort of thing, because I was his friend in that. But, you know, I am sorry to Brian and everything else, and he's a nice guy. I like him. I like him a lot.
Now, when you left on Friday, you described Chanel as having a pee head. Yeah, you did, yeah. Yeah, you did.
And oh, bless her.
You said you never wanted to hear Jerry's voice ever again.
Oh, no. Pretty. Oh, God, no. And Chanel, no, I think Chanel's voice beat his. I swear I was going to strangle myself. I was like, Chanel, please. I said, if I stay in this house one more week, hell will break loose. I think they had to take me out. But if I stayed another week, I think I'd had a really good week, for the fact that I just would have probably flirted with Siggy just that little bit, and, you know, Chanel would have watched by, giving me them strange looks, as she usually does. But,
yeah. You actually hate her, don't you?
Hate's a bit stronger word. I quite like annoying her, but at the same time, I don't hate her, no. She's a decent-looking girl. She's all right. But when she went to me, I'm pre-leading you, because everyone, the audience said that she's got a nice look in her. I said, I don't think so. And her face kind of believes it too. But, you know, yeah.
Okay. What have you got there? Are you chewing some gum?
Yeah.
Can we take that out?
I've just swallowed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, God.
Right. Are there any housemates that you would like to see again?
I'm not quite sure. Well, I will be seeing them, obviously, at the rap party, and when we go back, like, to the house and that. I'm not sure I really want to see them, to be honest with you. And I think maybe Siggy, who knows? Maybe on the Northern Line. But other than that, I think maybe the twins for like half an hour or something like that.
Half an hour.
Oh, I forgot to say, I love Laura and she's a great girl, you know. Not a bad word about her. And Nikki and God, who the rest? who's the guy who goes pretty, pretty old Jerry? Yeah. Yes. No, hell no.
No. Okay.
So is all that with the twins just an act then? Because by the end of it, you were kind of good mates with them, but do you not really...
Well, I've watched the show back since I've been off, and it's been boring, but I watched the bits when I was on it, and I saw them going, when someone's going, get Charlie out, saw them going, they said we like Brian, and they said get Charlie off. I was like, oh, that's really sneaky, isn't it? Why not just come and say, Charlie, they're saying get you out? And I would have been like, I know, but that just makes me bigger, doesn't it? And stuff like that. I don't mean big on the outside world, I just mean bigger in the house to get them off, get on their nerves, and stuff like that.
Do you ever take a breath?
not when I'm trying to get my point across, because no one understands me. I can't understand why I'm the most hated person out there. It's like, I'm not even that bad. I'm really a nice girl, really, if they got to know me and stuff like that.
So you're warming up now. I like it.
I'm getting into it.
She's into it now. She's talking real fast. I like it. She's going to say one of her catchphrases any second.
Not being funny, right?
No, thank you. Can I ask you, how many... Because you were saying in the house that you know quite a lot of celebrities and you go out to, like, these celebrity haunts where celebrities hang out.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you actually kind of know? Who do you know?
Well, by phone I exaggerated a little bit because I said I knew R. Kelly and that on phone. I did go that bit, you know what, but I'm known for exaggerating. But I do know him a lot.
So that's a lie.
Well, no. When I go clubbing and that, I know everybody. Everyone
knows
me.
Hang a second. Do you know R. Kelly or not? Is it true or did you make it up for the house?
Kind of. But guess what? Oh my goodness. But guess what, right, guys?
Yeah.
When I do go clubbing, I meet all the celebrities and stuff like that. But at the same time, I've never met R. Kelly, actually.
Right. You don't know him.
No.
You did say that, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I did, yeah, exaggerate. But I know a lot more of the people that I did say that I didn't mention, and I really do know them.
Okay. What about, you said you had Kanye West's number in your phone.
Oh, God.
Is that true?
Not quite. But I did meet him at Mavida.
You have met him?
Yes,
but you don't have his number?
No, but I got a picture of him, me and him standing there. But there was a girl with him, and she didn't let me get, like, too close to him and stuff like that.
So you got a picture with your arm round R. Kelly, around Kanye West.
Kanye West, yeah, I don't know about my arm around his, more like his arm around mine.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
You were saying as well that, you know, Posh Spice. Now, was that just to wind up Chanel?
Yeah. Well, obviously I've been in a player's lounge before and stuff like that, but no, I don't know her. I did get on Chanel's nose by saying it, because I kept saying, oh, she's so pretty, Posh Spice, and you look nothing like her.
Right.
Couldn't help it.
How many times do you think you embellished something or lied to people to make yourself look sound cooler or better or whatever you think, or just to wind people up?
Not that much. Well, not that much at all. I just went with the flow of what I knew, and I could kind of see it's winding them up, because I used to see that Siggy weren't really into footballers and stuff like that. He's like, oh, they're pretentious and all that. And I was like, oh, I quite like them. And then they would ignore me when I talked. So the minute they were silent, I would overspeak them and then speak to Carrie because she was always interested in my stories. So I'd carry on, so I could see they were looking like, and I could see them at the corner of their eyes staring at me. And I'd be like, oh, and guess what? I'm going to be at the rap party, blah, 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 and all that. And I just loved it. It just got on their nerves and I got great joy out of it, to be honest with you.
And what about your autobiography? That was a slight exaggeration, was it?
Kind of.
Oh, God.
I tell you for why. I have been writing a diary for many years, and it's not that great, but I think it's quite exciting, actually. And they were like, I said, well, when I came back in the house for Fake Fiction, I went, well, you don't know who I met and who's interested in it and stuff like that. And they were like, oh, then they were all taking the mick out of me and stuff and, like, doing their eyes rolling and that. And I was like, how do you not know? Just because you're not that interested and I am. But it got on their nerves and it worked. Wow. So, yeah.
So, you don't know R. Kelly. Yeah, you've met Kanye West, we don't really know him, and the Posh Spice thing was also a bit made up, and also the autobiography might have been slightly not true either.
No, it's true. Just not true that anyone's seen it. But anyway, when I was with Virgin, yeah, guess what? They give me a front cover and a massive book and everything like that with my A Child at Your Cheers autobiography, and I was loving it. And I was like, oh, that's so hot, and stuff like that. And then, I forgot what I was saying, sorry.
Charlie, so sorry. I think you're amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Probably my really favourite.
I don't think I'm that amazing, but, oh, just a bit. But I don't want to talk about me again, because I want people to actually like me out there, because I'm fun, loving and caring and not that argumentative at all. Just because you saw it, if you lived there, it'd be a totally different story.
All right.
But, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, have you got anything you'd like to say to the people of Sunderland, first of all? Because I think you might have annoyed them just a little bit, Charlie.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm very, very sorry. And the reason for being is because I don't know much about football. I just pretended I knew more than I did. And, you know...
You pretended that as well.
I only know, like, Manchester United because my cousin plays. And that's just it. But for Sunderland, I've heard they're a bloody brilliant team.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And, the main thing is that, yeah, I do know who Sunderland is now because I've been looking up on it, and it's a brilliant team, and well done to everything in the future and stuff like that.
So your cousin, Kieran Richardson, if people haven't watched the show, has just moved from Manchester United to Sunderland, and you weren't the happiest about it. Well, you didn't believe it, first of all, did you?
No, I thought it was a joke, like Big Brother. The reason is because they used to do things so I could keep talking about it and everyone would get annoyed, then an argument would kick off and stuff like that. Mm. So I didn't know. But I just thought, you know, is it really true? And I don't hate Sunderland at all. I don't know anything about them, but I know they're really a good team, and anything for Kieran, I'm proud of.
Okay. Now, be honest with me, right, can you see at all in any way why people don't like you?
No.
You can't see that?
No. Just, I'm argumentative. I was only keeping it real. I'm not going to be fake and, you know, be over-friendly to people just so I can stay on the show a week longer. I knew what I was doing each nomination. I'd go around and say, Jerry, I don't want to go home. I'm so sad and all stuff like that. He'd be like, oh, you'll be all right. And I just got into their ears seconds before they'd go into the dorm to make their nominations and stuff like that. But, no, I can't see why. And if they really knew me, then they'd love me, really.
But watching it on TV, though, there wasn't much nice about you. Because all we saw was you picking rows with people, being nasty about people behind their backs, and going in the diary room and screaming, and just rowing and being awful.
Well, I don't know about talking behind their backs, because anything I said, I did say to their face. But I could have said a few things and then pretended I didn't. But I can't remember. But they didn't. I think Big Brother only edited me as, you know, really horrible and stuff like that. Well, not all the time. I love them for it because they did put me on the show and I appreciate it. But I think they more just showed worse sides rather than fun sides, because if you watched it on the internet, you actually saw I smacked tomato ketchup in Liam's face. It was really funny, actually, and stuff like that. But that was fun parts about Charlie, not horrible.
Right. Okay. And the thing is, right, I'll be honest with you, like at the moment, we're getting thousands of texts in from people going, get her off. But you don't realise that those people don't like you. And right now, to us, you seem absolutely lovely person. Apart from you've admitted you've lied a few times on the show. But apart from that, you seem really nice. But in there, you were horrible at times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say to those who are texting in, I love you lots. And don't be horrible, I'm really small. And I can't work out why everyone's texting horrible stuff. Get me out. I am out. And I don't want to be hated, because if you really did know me, okay, I had a few arguments. If you want to watch the Brady Bunch, then tune in to Channel 4. It's not no longer the Charlie show, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy The Real Big Brother now. And, you know, I needed to give them a little bit of airtime anyway.
I think people would like you more, though. If once you came out of the house, you were like, I feel a bit sorry but for what I've done, but you kind of don't seem to realise how bad you were in there.
They really wet me up so much that I just exploded sometimes. But, you know, I do apologise, and I am very, very upset, don't get me wrong. When I've watched Wits Back, I'm like, Charlie, how could you say things like that and stuff, especially to those that were close to me. And I do apologise to everyone who, if I did offend them in the ass and stuff. And pretty sure on the outside, I won't say we get together too much, because I doubt they want to meet me anyway. But, you know, I probably will apologise and stuff, and, you know, just say it kind of made great television.
Are you just saying that, though? Because yesterday on BBLB, you were saying that you were going to do anger management classes, but it sounded like you were just saying that as well, just to say it.
Oh no, I definitely am. I think I need to control some sort of anger. Oh, I'm definitely going to take that up, anger management. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Are you? Are you really going to do that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Of course I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you going to do next after, because obviously the show's finished now and there'll be all the interviews that you've got to do and the photo shoots and all that. What happens next for you after that?
Oh, are I don't gonna, know.
I mean, because have you got a job lined up, or?
Do you mean a job as in,
well,
job?
Whatever, yeah.
Well, I don't know about job, but I don't know what I'm going to do, if you know what I mean. Obviously, I want to do something. I don't know. I haven't got a clue what, you know, whatever comes of it, you know, and stuff. And I'm just looking forward to anything, really. And, you know, stuff to show that I am really quite a nice girl, actually, rather than the horrible person hated, most hated, if you please, that everyone said about me. But, you know, like I said again, if you get to know me, you really will like me. And hopefully you'll see a little bit more of Charlie if you want to.
Okay. What celebrities do you really admire?
I don't know. Admire?
All right, then, here's an easier question. Which ones don't you like?
Oh, I don't want to be horrible. Well, I don't really like Jennifer Ellison, is it?
Right.
Which one? Hang on, I've got them mixed up. Which one's the one? Not the one of Friends, I like her. The blonde
one. Yeah, Jennifer Ellison.
I don't like... Which one's which?
Jennifer Ellison is off
which
Friends.
Which is the one with
no,
the big
Jennifer
tick?
Aniston's off Friends.
Is yeah. She? No, I don't like the one, you know, not the one off Friends, the other one.
Right, why?
Well, because we were in a nightclub once and Embassy. She practically tried to attack me. I was like, oh my God, hey, calm down. You're invading my privacy a bit. Because because she thought I was trying to get on her boyfriend. I was kind of like, I don't think so. But just for the fact that I was sitting there and he's kind of staring through the mirror at me and stuff, so I moved away. And then I'm on the stairs sitting there and he comes to talk to me about something. I can't even remember, man. And then guess what? She comes up to me and she's like, trying to get with my man and all that. And I was like, no one want your man.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think so. And then it just went from there.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, thanks.
Oh.
You said, I don't think so, which is one of the phrases. You haven't said it at all during the whole interview. I'm really surprised. Anyone else you want to have a little bit of a banter with at the moment?
Oh, I don't want to be hated anymore. I'm being nice. Oh, no, okay. I love you all.
Just Jennifer, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, thank you for coming in today. Thank you for your text to 81199. And Charlie, good to speak to you. Thank you very
much. Thanks a lot.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And breathe. I'm knackered now. Anyone else?
Yeah.
God, she takes it out of you, doesn't she?
Exhausting.
It's 9:10 on Radio 1. Charlie is outside Radio 1 having a picture taken by some paparazzi at the moment. She loves it, doesn't she? She loves it. She can't stop talking about herself for 5 seconds, can she? Anyway, she was even doing it when we were off air.
Yeah, yeah.
But she seemed all right.
When she came in, she seemed all right. She's all smiling, looking a bit nervous.
She was well nervous.
Yeah.
But then...
warmed up.
So, yeah, that was Charlie from Big Brother. Pete in Birmingham. Yes, it's okay. You've turned off. If you know Pete in Birmingham, tell him to turn his radio back on now because Charlie has left the building. There we are. Let me know what you thought. Actually, you already have. On 81199. Most annoying person in Britain. You've ruined my day. That's a bit harsh. This is Klaxons on Radio 1. It's not over yet. Joe Wiley at 10.